episode 988, Making Everything New.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I am so excited that you are here. I hope you can just take a breather for a moment. I know my week has been crazy. I can only imagine how your week has been crazy. Maybe you've had some ups and downs. Today, it's not about all of that. It's all about making everything new. Let's warm your heart today so you can be ready for the week ahead. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How many times have you hoped in making everything new? That second chance, a new beginning. But quickly, you settle in. It's not really what you wanted. It's good enough. Why are you so quick to sell yourself short? It's a hang-up that we fall into all the time. Maybe you had this career and lofty goal of going and working in the corporate world, and all of a sudden you had number one, number two, and number three is on the way. Maybe you were married and then divorced, and you were hoping to have this magical 50-year wedding anniversary years and years down the road. Why are you so quick to sell yourself short? We do it all the time. It's a question that beats our minds when all is quiet. Good enough becomes the heartbeat of the day. How fair is it to settle for good enough? Every dream we have doesn't always come true. Every fall isn't always a failure, yet we treat it as that. Yet, you were created for more. You are not just good enough to God. You are precious, His child, fearfully and wonderfully made, created in His image. That should stop you in your tracks. That should give you the hiccups, goosebumps on your arms, maybe even makes you faint a little bit. You were created in His image. Jesus said, I am making everything new. He can turn a failure to work for good. He brings success. It's not of our doing, it's of His. Sometimes the times just aren't right. We want to make everything work our way. Yes, it comes back to that big letter C, control. You know I like it. We all like it. We got to be honest with ourselves. But we can't control our lives. We can't make everything that we want come true, but God can, because He is making everything new. It's when you settle for good enough that nothing will change. God is making everything new, and He wants to do it in your life right now, right where you're at. He's not waiting for you to do it. He's already doing it. He's already 200, 300, 400 steps ahead of you. The problem is you're not on board. We got to call it out like it is. You know, I love my football, and I watch these plays, and I watch the players come and go, and I see the coaches on the sidelines, and they look like, you know, down at their little play pads, and they're like, oh, and you know exactly what they're saying. This is not the play we designed. What do you think God does to us? He's the coach on the sidelines. He looks at us and says, this is not the play that I designed. Why won't they listen? Why won't we listen? Why won't you listen? God is making everything new. But if you keep searching for those brick walls, that's all you're going to find. If you keep settling, that's all you're going to find. What do you want new in your life? What is it? What have you been dreaming about? Maybe you haven't even taken time to dream lately. Life's too crazy. It's too busy. Nothing seems to be working right. So you've just figured this is how it's going to be. I'm just going to deal with it. God says, no, I am making everything new. What do you want new in your life? Leave the settling for the dirt. Rise and dream another dream, God's dream. Let him renew your heart and give you strength. Nothing is impossible. So you have a choice today. Stick to the I'll never statements and beliefs. Yeah, those I'll never get out of debt. I'll never get the house of my dreams. I'll never drive a new car. I'll never lose weight. I'll never have an incredible marriage. Or live to become everything God is creating you to be. Your best selfie. It's a choice. You see, that was kind of the blessing and the curse all in one. God gave us free will. And that free will can really screw us over. I'm sure your free will has screwed you over lately. I know it screwed me over lately. Sometimes it keeps me sitting in the shower with the water just beating down on my back. Tears flowing. And me saying, why do I even try? It's not worth it. Yet I am quickly reminded, I am making everything new. Are you giving God that opportunity in your life? Are you choosing today to live, to become everything God is creating you to be? Your best selfie? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Stop relying on yourself and rely on him. Let him pick you up. Let him hold you. Let him carry you. Refuse to settle for good enough. God is making everything new in you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.